Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Biggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Derek Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brad Ausmus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Boger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Garcia. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ramon Garcia. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting third. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fourth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Everett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Butch Husky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Harnisch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Harnisch. And now, play ball. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Husky. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bagwell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Spears takes first base on ball four. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ausmus hits a line drive into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Olerud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boger hits a line drive into left field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Everett picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Everett. Carr moves to third. Ramon Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggio hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Carr scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Astros. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alfonso hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Husky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bagwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagwell hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bagwell scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 4-2, Astros. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ausmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Ausmus hits a ball on the ground into left field. Husky picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Husky. Gonzalez scores. Ausmus moves to second. It's 5-2, Astros. Tim Boger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boger is 0-for-1 in the game. Boger hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ausmus moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carr is walked intentionally. Ramon Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Harnisch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harnisch strikes out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Biggio strikes out. One out. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagwell takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. Olerud hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Olerud reaches second base with a double. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Everett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Everett hits a ball on the ground, foul, towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Everett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Everett. Spears reaches second base with a double. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ausmus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ausmus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Harnish covering, for the out. Spears moves to third. 1 out. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Boger is 0 for 2 in the game. Boger hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spears tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Astros. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Carr goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Astros. Joe Crawford now pitching. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Biggio hits a line drive into left field. Husky picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Husky. Garcia scores. Biggio moves to third. It's 8-2, Astros. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Butch Husky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Husky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Husky hits a line drive beyond second. Biggio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Crawford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Boger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bagwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagwell for the out. 1 out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 0 for 2 in the game. McCray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Olerud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Olerud reaches second base with a double. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ausmus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ausmus strikes out. 1 out. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boger hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carr hits a line drive into left field. Husky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Edgardo Alfonso. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Boger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Everett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Everett hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Husky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Husky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husky moves to second. Matt Franco pinch hits for Joe Crawford. Matt Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Lopez now playing second base. Matt Franco now playing third base. Mel Rojas now pitching. Ramon Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Biggio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Biggio strikes out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Mel Rojas. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Ochoa reaches second base with a double. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Olerud is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Mike Magnant now pitching. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley strikes out. There goes Ochoa. The throw from Osmus and Ochoa is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg McMichael now pitching. Todd Pratt now catching. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bagwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bagwell strikes out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Everett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Everett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Everett reaches second base with a double. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Everett moves to third. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Everett scores. It's 8-3, Astros. Sean Gilbert pinch hits for Matt Franco. Sean Gilbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.